Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 14 December 2025, Romans.
As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The great illustration of the difference in brightness in our resurrection bodies are the celestial heavens. The sun has one glory, the moon has another glory, star differs from star in glory. That's the great illustration of what it's going to be like with the royal family of God when we're in heaven and we have our resurrection body and wearing a uniform of glory. And that uniform of glory will differ from believer to believer. Winner believers will have a bright, bright uniform of glory. Loser believers will have a very dim uniform of glory and brightness. And there will be everything in between from that. Believer in the resurrection body will differ one from another. And the principle is the principle we've studied many, many times. Freedom guarantees inequality. God gave man a free will, a volition, just as he gave angels a volition. And from that free will and volition, angels made decisions. The greatest angel of all time, the guardian of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, well, he got so impressed by who and what he was, he used his free will and volition to sin, arrogance, and fall. And he took with him a one-third of the angelic realm, joined him in the revolution against God. Well, and then God condemned him to the lake of fire, and he says, "That's not fair. That's not fair." So God said, "Okay, I'll create another creature, man, lower than the angels. I'll give him a free will, just like I gave you. And if one of you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, God is totally fair. The angelic conflict is absolutely nailed right there. Freedom guarantees inequality. We all have a volition. We all have a free will. And that's wonderful. So we noted the first three points. Point one, inequality exists because of the degree of failure or success in the use of your freedom. Inequality exists because of the degree of failure or success in the use of your freedom. And then two, you are free to succeed and you are free to fail. Three, you all have equal privilege and equal opportunity from your election to privilege and predestination to live the spiritual life and glorify God to the maximum or to fail to do so. That brings us to point four. If you make good decisions to live the spiritual life and attain spiritual maturity, then you will glorify God to the maximum in the short time you're here on earth. That's why we're here after salvation. We're here after salvation to glorify God to the maximum. And we're not here that long. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. But from that time of your salvation, faith in Christ, till physical death or the rapture, rapture hasn't occurred yet. It might occur very soon. I don't know when it's going to occur. I think it's just around the corner. But I didn't find that in the Bible anywhere. But I think it's just around the corner. I think everything is ready for the rapture. But if you make good decisions to live the spiritual life and attain spiritual maturity, you will glorify God to the maximum on earth as a winner believer. Ha nikon, a winner believer. Five, the winner believer will be rewarded with crowns and rewards at the judgment seat of Christ, along with a uniform of bright glory on his resurrection body. The winner believer will be rewarded with crowns and rewards at the judgment seat of Christ, along with a uniform of bright glory on his resurrection body. Six, if you make bad decisions to live out of fellowship with God, to live by the lust patterns of your sin nature, to live in Satan's cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. If you make bad decisions to live the carnal reversionistic life, then you will die the sin unto death and be a loser believer. You will die the sin unto death and be a loser believer. Seven. Now, the loser believer does not lose his salvation. You have eternal security. None of us will ever lose our salvation. The loser believer does not lose his salvation, but he does lose out on all crowns and rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. And his uniform on his resurrection body will have little or no light. The loser believer does not lose his salvation. That's impossible. You have eternal security. But he does lose out on all crowns and rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. And his uniform on his resurrection body will have little or no light. So we have, and whom he justified, these same ones he also glorified. So in step five of the five steps to glory, the spotlight is on ultimate sanctification. There's three phases of sanctification: positional sanctification at salvation, experiential sanctification, you're after salvation growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, and then ultimate sanctification, your resurrection body with in God forever in heaven. So in step five, the five steps of glory, the spotlight's on ultimate sanctification. So one, ultimate sanctification refers to the believer in the eternal state. Refers to the believer in the eternal state. That's ultimate sanctification. Positional sanctification occurred instantly at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, the baptism of the Spirit. We were entered into union with the King of all kings and Lord of all lords, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, after salvation, what? Experiential sanctification. Grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Advance to spiritual maturity. That's experiential sanctification. And then ultimate sanctification, well, that's in your resurrection body in heaven. So the ultimate sanctification refers to the believer in the eternal state. It carries the concept of having a resurrection body. In eternity, every believer will have his resurrection body. Two, until the rapture of the church occurs, all church-age believers who die, and there's been a lot of church-age believers that have died and the rapture hasn't occurred yet, they go to heaven in an interim body. Interim body. So until the rapture of the church occurs, and it hasn't occurred yet, all church-age believers who die, and millions and millions and millions have died, they go to heaven in an interim body, and they, when they're there in heaven, there is equally great happiness and blessing for all believers, whether they are winners or losers. Because the rapture hasn't occurred yet, and the evaluation, our evaluation hasn't occurred. That takes place after the rapture at the judgment seat of Christ. But it hasn't occurred yet. So here they are in an interim body, winners and losers. Everybody is just having a fantastic time. Great happiness, blessing to all. Three, at the rapture, all church-age believers receive their resurrection bodies. At the rapture, all church-age believers receive their resurrection bodies, both winners and losers and everything in between. Both those already in heaven, are the phrase, the dead in Christ will rise first. They're already in heaven. They receive their resurrection body first. And those alive on the earth at the time of the rapture, and that's in the phrase, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together, raptured with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So at the rapture, all church-age believers receive their resurrection bodies, both winners and losers, both those already in heaven and those alive on the earth. Four, so ultimate sanctification is the state of being blameless before God. Ultimate sanctification is the state of being blameless before God and possessing a resurrection body. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians 1. Again, point 4. So ultimate sanctification is the state of being blameless before God, possessing a resurrection body. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 8. Who shall also confirm you to the end, blameless. Blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then turn over to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Ephesians 1, verse 4, just as He, God the Father, chose us, elected us to privilege in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, that's experiential sanctification, and blameless, that's ultimate sanctification, before Him. 5. Following the rapture of the church at the judgment seat of Christ, that's where we all will be evaluated. We're all going to be evaluated. And I hope all of you are looking forward to that. We haven't seen our Lord Jesus Christ, but there at the judgment seat of Christ, there will be our Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll be evaluated. And I hope you stand there looking forward to that evaluation. And as you have made good decision to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, to attain spiritual maturity, to have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, you'll stand there. It'll be so awesome, so wonderful. And you'll be evaluated and He'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. And there will be crowns and rewards, greater grace blessings be given to you. And those crowns and rewards will glorify God forever and ever and ever. So following the rapture of the church at the judgment seat of Christ, winner believers receive their greater grace blessings for the eternal state. Winner believers receive their greater grace blessings for the eternal state, and they are presented to God the Father in the royal court of heaven. They are presented to God the Father in the royal court of heaven. Six. Ultimate sanctification converts the body of Christ into the bride of Christ. Ultimate sanctification converts the body of Christ into the bride of Christ. 7. In ultimate sanctification, the church is resurrected aristocracy. In ultimate sanctification, the church universal, not the local, church universal, the body of Christ is resurrected aristocracy, and therefore different from all other resurrections. In ultimate sanctification, the church is resurrected aristocracy. The body of Christ has now become the bride of Christ, and we are the bride of Christ forever and ever and ever. Resurrected aristocracy. The royal family of God shares in the coronation and the triumph of the Lord Jesus Christ at the second advent. And therefore, the bride must be prepared prior to the second advent. Turn over to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 21, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory. Conformity with the body of His glory by the exertion of the power that He has even to subordinate all things to Himself. And turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 23. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then turn over to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. First John chapter 3, verse 1. See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. And such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, royal family of God, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we shall see Him just as He is. So Romans 8, 29 and 30. This completes the five steps to glory. It sounds like this. We know that the ones whom He, God the Father, foreknew, step one, He also predestined, step two, to become conformed to the appearance of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the purpose that He, the Lord Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren, the royal family of God. Verse 30. And whom He predestined, these same ones He also elected to privilege. Step 3. And whom He elected to privilege, these same ones He also justified. Step 4. Declared righteous. And whom He justified, these same ones He also glorified. That completes the five steps to glory. Step one, foreknowledge, verse 29. Step two, predestination, verse 29. Step three, election to privilege, verse 30. Step four, justification, verse 30. Step five, glorification, verse 30. Now that brings us to the new life and its challenges. That's Romans 8, 31 to 39. The new life and its challenges. And we have five challenges in Romans 8, 31 to 39. If you want to find out what those are, you better... Well, you won't get them next week. Next Sunday... It's the Christmas program, and I've already seen it. It's spectacular. Pray. Pray that God would draw and bring by His hand of grace all the people that are supposed to be here. and pray for them. The real meaning of Christmas will be presented here. It's a great opportunity. It's one of the times when you have a chance to bring unbelievers or non-churchgoers or anybody. A lot of people don't want to go to church. It gives you a chance to bring them, and this is the perfect time to do it. Pray that God will bring the right ones here and prepare their hearts, and that God will use this to His honor and His glory, that many sons might be brought into glory. Father, we thank You, sir, for Your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.